Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, a daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. One of the things that's always interesting to me is around being a good employee. So you work for somebody else, you're at a big company, you're at a small company. How do you get yourself to a place where you are coveted, they will do anything to keep you, and you have some leverage when it comes to renegotiating the terms of your compensation? Right? And so I came across an article on Forbes, which I thought was really interesting, around behaviors that make you irreplaceable at the workplace. And the first one they mentioned is that you do more than you're asked, right? Because most people underdeliver or do the minimum that they have to do. And if you're that person that goes overboard, then you're going to be coveted. Second area is exceptional communication skills. One of the problems in the workplace is you get people that either over-communicate and just can't land the plane and they go on forever, or they under-communicate, you don't know enough, or they're just not clear. They send you emails that don't get to the point, or they just don't tell you and you're confused after reading them. So if you're a good communicator, and think about what you would need to know as you were writing it, and then write down what you're going to write down, and then eliminate those things that aren't critical to your message, right? Get rid of the extra stuff that you don't need, and then you have it. And the same thing goes for speaking, right? If you know you're going to speak at a meeting in front of a group of people, it would help you to write it out first, think of exactly the way you would say it, and then relentlessly go through and eliminate those things that you don't need. But what is the point of what you're saying? We all need to get to the point, and I think that's a good takeaway. People tend to be good listeners. We're talking about key employees, good listeners and observers. So they get the sense of what's going on around them. They hear what you're saying, and they tend to look at things from a unique perspective that can help you make better decisions. They're trustworthy, they're accountable, and they're reliable. I think that one goes without saying. They take initiative to do things, right? The concept of execution is incredibly important. A lot of people talk about doing things. The people you want to surround yourself with are the people that are actually doing them. They fill the room with good energy, so they're bringing people up. They're not bringing them down. They're adaptable so that they're okay and open to change. They solve problems. They don't complain. So if you have a complaint, rather than going to your boss or the company owner with a complaint, why not go to them? You can go with the complaint, but why not have a solution in mind before you start to complain? They're self-motivated and they can motivate other people. That again goes without saying. They don't need to be micromanaged. You want a self-starter that can think for themselves and figure out what they need to do. Leave them alone. And if you try to micromanage a great employee, it's going to have the opposite effect. They're going to resent you over it. They're fast learners and fast thinkers. They can pick up things quickly and they can adapt. They love doing what they're doing. If you're happy every day in your job, you're going to be better at that job. It's that simple. They're well-organized and they're efficient. There's nothing worse than going to someone and asking for something that takes forever to get. If they're well-organized, they know where to find things. They're generally in tune with what's going on around them. And if they're efficient, then they can get things done very quickly for you. So the turnaround time is better. So if you're listening to this list and you're saying to yourself, well, I'm the business owner, or I'm the manager and I'm the one that's hiring people, so this stuff doesn't really apply to me. Actually, it may be even more important to you, because this should be a great guide for people that you hire. During the interview process, these are the things and the characteristics you want to look for, because these are the things that make a great employee. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, just look at the behaviors we discussed and ask yourselves, are you doing these things? Are you that person? And if you're in the midst of hiring somebody, does the person you're looking for, or does the person you're interviewing, have the characteristics that we're talking about here?